In this session, we are going to look at the basic principles of group relief. Group relief allows losses to be transferred to profit-making companies in the same 75% group. Let's illustrate this with a diagram. Here we have A Limited, which owns 75% of B Limited. Let us say that A Limited has a profit of £100,000 and B Limited has a loss of £60,000. Under the group relief provisions, we can surrender the loss of £60,000 from B Limited to A Limited, reducing A Limited's taxable profit and therefore its corporation tax liability. The maximum claim is the lower of the available loss or the available profit. Let us slightly change the last example. Let us say this time A Limited has a loss of £100,000 and B Limited has an available profit of £60,000. The group relief claim will be a maximum of £60,000. A Limited will have the remaining loss of £40,000, which it may be able to set off in the current year or carry it back, or failing that, carry forward. Losses that are unutilized can only be carried forward in the company that sustained them in the first place. Let us look more closely at the 75% definition. For group relief to apply, one company must own at least 75% of the other. For example, A Limited owns 75% of B Limited. That means that losses can flow from A to B or from B to A. Note that the provisions apply to company ownership. Therefore, if Mr. A owns 75% of B Limited, losses could not flow between Mr. A and B Limited, as Mr. A pays income tax and B Limited pays corporation tax. Group relief also applies between two companies that are each owned to the extent of 75% by the same parent company. Let us say the parent company owns two subsidiaries, Sub 1 and Sub 2. Under the rule above, losses can flow between the parents and the two subsidiaries in either direction. And under the rule below, losses can flow between the two subsidiaries. And again, note that if the two subsidiaries are owned by Mr. P instead, losses could not flow either between Mr. P and the two companies, or indeed between the two subsidiaries either. Corporate ownership must apply for group relief of losses. So what is this 75% test? The 75% test applies to all three of the following. There must be 75% ownership of ordinary share capital of the company. Those shares must entitle the shareholders to at least 75% of the available distributable profit, and those shares must entitle the shareholder to at least 75% of the company's assets on the winding up. These three grouped together forms the definition of equitable ownership. All three, remember, must apply for group relief to be available. Let's now have a look at a more complicated illustration to identify which companies are in the same group relief group. On your screen is a group structure involving subsidiaries and sub-subsidiaries. We always start at the top of the structure with the parent company. The parent company and A Limited are in a 75% group. To determine whether the parent company and B Limited are in the same group relief group, we multiply 80% and 90% to give 72%. This is less than 75%, so a group is not formed. If B Limited has a loss, it cannot surrender it to parent company or vice versa. B Limited and A Limited are in a 75% group, so trading losses can be surrendered between them. Contrast this with the relationship between parent company and C Limited and D Limited. In this instance, the three companies are in a group relief group, as the parent company's effective interest in D Limited is 81%, which is 90% multiplied by 90%. The group relief groups are therefore parent company plus A Limited plus C Limited plus D Limited and A Limited plus B Limited. It can be seen, therefore, that a company can participate in more than one group relief group. Note that all five companies are associated with each other, so the corporation tax limits for each of the companies are divided by 5. Let us look in more detail at the available amounts. The surrendering company, that is the loss-making company, is entitled to surrender the following: any amount of its current year trading losses, or any amount of its current year non-trading loan relationship losses, also known as non-trading loan relationships deficits or debits. In addition, the surrendering company may give away current year excess qualifying charitable donations, excess management expenses of companies with investment business, excess losses from a UK property business, and excess losses on intangible fixed assets. The amount of excess available for group relief is found by comparing gross income before any loss set-offs to qualifying charitable donations, management expenses, UK property business losses, and losses on intangible fixed assets as appropriate. The surrendering company surrenders to the claimant company or companies, who are the profit-making companies, who must set them against taxable total profits of the same chargeable accounting period after relief for current year losses, if claimed. Deduction would also be made for any losses brought forward in the claimant company, but the relief is before losses brought back from a later period. In other words, if a loss is brought back from a later accounting period, it will not displace group relief that has already been claimed. Later in this session, and in future sessions, we will expand on these particular points. Let us look at an example. Here we have two companies, Claimton Limited and Certain Limited. Claimton has a trading loss of £6,000, and Certain a loss of £80,000. Non-trading profits in respect of loan relationships in Claimton are £20,000. Certain has a non-trading loan relationship loss of £4,000. Certain also has UK property business income of £10,000, and Claimton has paid a qualifying charitable donation of £1,000. Looking at the two questions below, I'd like you to work out the maximum available amounts, the maximum amount that Certain Limited can actually surrender to Claimton, and the available profit against which Claimton can actually set any losses. Once you have inserted the figures into the boxes, select Continue. Let us first look at Certain Limited. It has a trading loss of £80,000 and a non-trading loan relationship deficit of £4,000. Therefore, the total amount that is available for group relief is £84,000. Remember, the whole amounts are eligible for group relief with regard to both trading losses and non-trading loan relationship deficits. Taking a look now at Claimton Limited, Claimton has trade profits of nil and a non-trading loan relationship profit of £20,000. Assuming that they decide to make a current year claim, that reduces the profit down to £14,000. And after deducting the qualifying charitable donation, reduces the profit further to £13,000. It is this amount which is available against group relief, and therefore the group relief that can flow between Certain and Claimton will be £13,000, as it is the lower of the two available amounts which determines the claim. In this case, it is the profit figure which is lower, and the group relief claim is £13,000. This would reduce Claimton Limited's profit to zero, and will reduce Certain Limited's unrelieved loss to £71,000. Assuming that Certain Limited does decide in the end to make a current year claim, and sets a part of this loss against its UK property business income, the remaining unrelieved loss will be reduced to £61,000. If there are other companies in the group, it could be surrendered there, or the only other option will be for Certain to carry it forward if there is no carry-back capacity. Remembering that group relief is just one way of relieving a loss, What we must look carefully at is the effective use of corporation tax losses. When using losses, it is important to obtain relief at the highest marginal rates of tax. We will look at that in a minute. And to use the losses up sooner rather than later. Timing is of the essence. This is very much a secondary issue, as the most important point is to look at tax rates. On the issue of timing, current year then carry back will be better, because that uses a loss potentially in an earlier year. Group relief is then a good idea, because that uses the loss in the current accounting period, but in another company, and carry forward is our last resort, because that obviously uses the loss sometime in the future. Let us now look at marginal rates of tax. We have various rates of tax depending on the level of the company's profit. Let us look at this in detail, if we consider financial year 2010. First of all, we have the lower limit of £300,000. Now, I put a question mark by that because, of course, when we are dealing with a group, the associated company provisions will divide that £300,000 among all companies in that group. We then have the upper limit of £1.5 million, this figure being divided amongst the group. The appropriate rates of tax in these bands for both financial years 2009 and 2010 are 21%, 29.75% and 28% respectively. How do we calculate this 29.75%? This is given in the formula on the screen. Profits of £1.5 million are taxed at 28%, giving us £420,000, and profits of £300,000 are taxed at 21%, giving £63,000. So, the bit in the middle, £1.2 million gives a tax liability of £357,000. That's £420,000 less £63,000. The effective marginal rate of tax is therefore 29.75%. Therefore, when making group relief claims, we will try to eliminate profit taxed at the highest marginal rate. So we'll attack the profits taxed at 29.75% first, and what we would need to do is to specify a group relief claim to bring the profit down to the level of the lower limit exactly. This would then ensure that all of the loss will be relieved at the 29.75% rate. As group relief claims can be specified, this is very easy to do. We would then start eroding profit taxed at 28%, then next profit taxed at 21%. Let us look at an illustration. Here we have three companies, X, Y, and Z Limited, and they have various results. There are trade profits of £600,000 in X, a trading loss of £40,000 in Y, and a trading loss of £20,000 in Z. They all have non-trading loan relationship profits. X has £50,000, Y has £121,000, and Z has £10,000. We shall work out what the optimum loss relief claims will be for this group. Let us look at the solution to this illustration. Our first step is to build up the corporation tax computations so we can work out what rates of tax the profits are charged at. Building up the computations, we can see that X Limited has a profit of £650,000, Y Limited £121,000, and Z Limited £10,000. Now we need to look at the marginal rates of tax which apply. As there are three companies in this group, the limits will be divided by three each. So £100,000 will be the lower limit, and the upper limit is £1.5 million divided by three. Adding the marginal rates of tax at 21%, 29.75% and 28%, we now need to look at where the company's current profits fall. X Limited has profits taxed at 28%. Y Limited has profits of £121,000, so part of them are in the marginal band of 29.75%, and Z has profits in the 21% band of £10,000. We are trying to relieve the losses at the highest marginal rate, so what will we do? Y Limited has a loss of £40,000, so the optimum claim will be to reduce Y Limited's profit down to £100,000, relieving it at 29.75%. The balance then should go to X as group relief, which will be £19,000. We'll look in more detail as to how we do this shortly. Z Limited has a loss of £20,000. Again, the best place for it to go would be to X Limited, as its profits are being taxed at 28%. In order to reduce Y Limited's profit down to £100,000, we need to make a current year claim. That would be £21,000, but we can't specify current year claims. This is the clever bit. We first of all elect to surrender £19,000 of the loss by way of group relief, and we specify this first, leaving an all or nothing claim in Y Limited of the £21,000. There is nothing to prevent us from making the claims in this order, so we specify the group relief and then all or nothing what is left. We then surrender £20,000 loss from Z to X. Therefore, that produces taxable total profits of £611,000, £100,000 and £10,000 respectively. And we have, therefore, made optimum use of the losses in both Y and Z. Take a look at this multiple choice question and make your choice. Select continue when you are ready. Looking at the solution to this example, building up the computations for each of the two companies, we can see that Fog Limited has a profit of £115,000 and Mist Limited has profits of zero because, of course, under the UK property business loss rules, we must set off the loss in the current accounting period automatically. That leaves us with excess UK property business losses of £90,000, which are available for group relief to Fog Limited. £90,000 is available to go to Fog Limited, so therefore the answer to the multiple choice question is A, reducing Fog Limited's profits down to £25,000. That concludes this session on the principles of group relief. These principles will be built on in future sessions.